Thank you for coming on today's AA meeting. Fernando, alcoholic, let's go ahead and pray. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. AA is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem of alcoholism and help others to recover from it. Amen. I'm Fernando. What have I done this week for my recovery? Well, it's been a busy week. Started another Al-Anon meeting on top of the meeting. So now, what I usually got, I got one or two meetings on Monday, right? Then on Tuesday, I have two meetings, one AA, one Al-Anon. And plus, I have morning Zoom meetings on Monday and Tuesday with some of the cats. I kind of go to work on Wednesday, kind of, like it's depending on weather. We do gardening. And Thursday and Friday are extremely busy, so I don't do any Zoom meetings, and I still do regular meetings. Amen. So I'm very grateful to be occupied and have to stay on the ball to wake up and see what's going to happen today, what meeting is having, what bag I have, who's got the bags. At the park, bringing in blah, 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 blah. Let's get on with the meeting right here. Active, not passive for March 24th. Man is supposed to think and act. He wasn't made in God's image to be an automaton. I like that word. It's an automaton. Maton in Spanish is killer. Auto is automatic killer. Automaton. As Bill sees it in page 55 says, before I joined AA, I often did not think and reacted to people and situations. When not reacting, I acted in a mechanical fashion. After joining AA, I started seeking daily guidance from a power greater than myself and learning to listen for that guidance. Then I began to make decisions and act on them rather than react to them. The result has been constructive. I no longer allow others to make decisions for me and then criticize me for it. Today and every day, with a heart full of gratitude and a desire for God's will to be done through me, my life is worth sharing, especially with my fellow alcoholics. Above all, if I do not make a religion out of anything, even AA, then I can be an open channel for God's expression. Wow. Very deep, right? All right. Today we're going to be reading my sponsor for the 24th of the month, March. So let's go to his house and see what he has to say to us. Mr. Sponsor. Hello. He opens the door and he says, don't envy people or desire their company. Oh, you're talking about evil people, right? Yeah, I forgot to put that in there. Don't envy evil people or desire their company. For their hearts plot violence and their words always stir up trouble. All right, all right, all right. Thank you very much, Mr. Sponsor. I'll take it from here. I'm in training, you know. Number three, a house is built by wisdom and becomes strong through good sense. Through knowledge, its rooms are filled with all sorts of precious riches and valuables. The wise are mightier than the strong, and those who do with knowledge grow stronger and stronger. So don't go to war without wise guidance. Victory depends on having many advisors. Wisdom is too lofty for fools. Among leaders at the city gate, they have nothing to say. A person who plans evil will get a reputation as a troublemaker. The schemes of a fool are sinful. Everyone detests a mocker. If you fail under pressure, your strength is too small. Rescue those who are unjustly sentenced to die. Save them as they stagger to their death. Don't excuse yourself by saying, look, we didn't know. For God understands all hearts, and he sees you. He who guards your soul knows you knew. He will repay all people as their actions deserve. Ooh. My child, eat honey, for it is good. And the honeycomb is sweet to the taste. In the same way, wisdom is sweet to your soul. If you find it, you will have a bright future, and your hopes will not be cut short. Don't wait in ambush at the home of the godly, and don't raid the house where the godly live. The godly may trip seven times, but they will get up again. But one disaster is enough to overthrow the wicked. Don't rejoice when your enemy falls. Don't be happy when they stumble. For the Lord will be displeased with you and will turn his anger away from them. Don't fret because of evildoers. Don't envy the wicked, for evil people have no future. The light of the wicked will be snuffed out. My child, fear the Lord and the king. Don't associate with rebels, for disaster will hit them suddenly. Who knows what punishment will come from the Lord and the king? Here are some further sayings of the wise. It is wrong to show favoritism when passing judgment. A judge who says to the wicked, you are innocent, will be cursed by many people and denounced by the nations. But it will go well for those who convict the guilty. Rich blessings will be showered on them. An honest answer is like a kiss of friendship. Do your planning and prepare your fields before building your house. Don't testify against your neighbors without a cause. Don't lie about them, and don't say, now I can pay them back for what they've done to me. I'll get even with them. I'll walk by the field of a lazy person, the vineyard of one with no common sense. I saw that it was overgrown with nettles, it was covered with weeds, and its walls were broken down. Then as I looked and thought about it, I learned this lesson. A little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, then poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. Amen. Now, verse 8 on this proverb, a person who plans evil will get a reputation as a troublemaker. This verse is not saying that planning and doing evil are the same thing. But evil actions are born of wrong motives. It is wise to take a moral inventory, not just of our actions, but also of our motives. Confessing a sinful action is like pulling a weed but leaving the roots. It will reappear in time. Confession, a sinful motive, is like pulling a weed out by its roots. The source of the trouble is gone. Amen. Motives, brewing over motives, using the imagination wrong. In verses 15 and 16, which say, don't wait in ambush of the home of the godly, and don't raid the house of where the godly live. The godly may trip seven times, but they will get up again. But one disaster is enough to overthrow the wicked. Recovery, or being awoken, is a process of being restored again and again. Though we may be tripped up by sin or fall down many times, those who belong to God will have the strength and help to get up again and move forward. God is forgiving and patient with us in our failings, and he is quick to help us back on our feet. And we can help God by not mourning and crying, because it only makes the situation worse, because it repeats it. Our imagination goes to the wrong. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have been there. I fell. I drank. Best thing to do to cut it off and nip it, pull it by the root, and say, I thank you, God, I did that. I thank you, God, I done that. Now I have learned my lesson. I thank you, God, for that evil root that's inside me. I thank you, God, for the malicious thoughts that came out of me. I thank you, God. See, this way you go all the way to the root and you put, and you start watering it so you can loosen it up. It may not come out. You still may fall again another 7 times, but just keep thanking God that you have bad roots in you and loosen them up as you thank God. I thank God I gambled all my money. I don't have money to pay the rent. I thank God I got another DUI. I thank God I shouldn't have been there. I lost my job, lost my girl, lost my place. Just keep thanking God, because what we have is we have bad habits, folks. And once we turn those bad habits and acknowledge them for what they are and give them over to God, whoo, we are on our way. It's a spiritual surgery that we're having. Amen. Okay, let's move on. Verses 30 to 34. This is a cool one because I think about myself every time I read that. I walk by the garage of a lazy person. The garage of one with no common sense. I saw that it was overgrown with boxes and covered with stuff. And his stuff, all the walls were up and down and stuff all over the place. Then I looked and I thought about it and I learned this lesson. A little extra sleep, a game, a little more slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, then poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. Amen. I guess one of the things, okay, let me read the, before I start commenting. Just as financial poverty comes to those who are lazy, emotional impoverishment comes to those who neglect to work on themselves. As we work on our lives, weeding out destructive patterns and sowing the principles of recovery, we will reap a harvest of growth and recovery. Those of us who are lazy, however, will find our souls overgrown with weeds. And remember, weeds are habits, and habits can be changed, like I was talking about. Thanking God about our bad habits. Thanking God when our bad habits raise their head. You know, any other way is ludicrous. Any other way is insanity, because it hasn't worked to this point, and now you're judging the solution. We are big judgers, and the solution just runs away. The wisdom and the talent that God is sending us to fix us up, we're judging it. Oh, it won't work. I tried that. Thanking God that I'm lazy? Thanking God. No, you put power into that habit. And the habit is supposed to remind you that you're supposed to thank God about it. And then you create a new habit of thanking God for your bad habits. You understand? And then from there, the bad habits would dissipate, disappear. It will dissolve. It is the solution. Thanking God for your life just the way it is. For my life just the way it is. It's the recovery process of doing spiritual surgery and keeping an eye on what's coming out of the chute, what's coming out of my mind, what's growing out of my subconscious mind. Amen. Let's go ahead and get out of here and let's pray the third step prayer, please. God, I offer myself to thee to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, of thy love, of thy way of life. May I do thy will always. Amen. Stay.